Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
And let's go out to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, and we are joined right now by the injury expert. That's where you can find him on Twitter, Will Carroll. And I've known Will for many years. We've even shared a couple of beers together when he's been in town. But before we start talking about this Padres piece, Will, it's great to have you on. How did you kind of get into this aspect of sports, though, writing and studying injuries in baseball and beyond?
Nobody else was doing it at the time. You know, I was at Baseball Prospectus 20 years ago. And to me, injuries and the stories of the people both coming back from injuries and the athletic trainers and doctors that helped them, as you well know, is some of the most interesting around. And I just thought that it was a story that needed to be told. So I look at it at a lens. I know you guys are right. There was certainly more than the injuries that kept the Padres out this year, but hey, this is my lane, so I try to stay in it.
Well, yeah, and you mixed it up. You know, you mixed it up in your piece, and we'll retweet that piece out for anybody that wants to read it, Will, because it's really, really good. You know, you did mix it up and talking to guys like David Jay over at Mad Friars, and you kind of find out not only it's kind of a – It's like the big boom, right? It's like the injuries happen, but then you don't have depth because the organization is in tatters in certain areas. Tell everybody kind of the general overview of the San Diego Padres in 2021.
I think anybody that watches the Padres or just has a general sense of baseball understands that injuries are part of the game. You're going to have some, but if you don't manage them correctly, if you don't get you're never going to get to zero injuries, though it is possible. You can get it lower. If the guys that do get injured, if you can get them back quicker or at least on schedule rather than having linger on and on and on, see the bats, you'll be better. The better players on the field more is the way to win. And when you take a look at what happened, especially with the pitching, especially with the number of pitchers, you know, one of the phrases I hate most in sports is next man up. There's a reason to call it a depth chart. There's a reason why somebody is the number one and why somebody is the number 10. And the more often you have to use number 10 or 11 or 12 in the case of Padre pitchers, the worse they're going to be almost by definition. So that's the problem, is no matter how much depth you have in your organization, you're not going to have enough to go 10, 11, 12 deep, which is where the Padres were this year.
Let's talk about it comparatively, because one franchise that we always compare ourselves to here in San Diego is clearly the Dodgers. You know, just up north, successful team, very close, rival in the NL West. And I think we pointed out many times this year, Woods, well, look at the Dodgers. They had a bunch of injuries between Clayton Kershaw and Dustin May and Tony Gonsolin going down. I mean, they were in just as bad of a boat as the Padres, and they were able to overcome it. But statistically, by the numbers, Will, How does it really break down for the Padres in terms of games lost and how critical and important those players were that they lost compared to a team like the Dodgers?
Yeah, you're exactly right. The Dodgers did lose a number of players, but they always had somebody else, and it was never the sheer number. I mean, when you take a look at just how many guys are coming back from Tommy John surgery, Dustin May is going to miss a year, but he's essentially the only one up there. You have some guys that come back. You always have one or two, it seems, that are in that Tommy John rotation. But right now, you take a look at the Padres, you can take a look at a depth chart, and you're going down, again, 11, 12, 13 onto the guys who are on the 60-day IL. So the Dodgers were able to cope with it because they just didn't have the sheer numbers. They did have a lot of big-name injuries. When you lose Clayton Kershaw for any period of time, that's a lot of dollars that you're losing. If you lose Mookie Betts for any amount of time, that's a lot of dollars. And so it's not going to match up the same. But yet, I think if you take a look at somebody like an Adrian Morejon, certainly not as good a player as Clayton Kershaw, certainly not as expensive a player as Clayton Kershaw, but perhaps even more key, because Clayton Kershaw is just one of a couple pitchers. By the time they had gotten down to Morejon, it was already a problematic situation for the Padres. My biggest concern is you would take a look at 22 at all those guys who are gone, whether it's a Morejon or a Clevinger or a Baez, all those guys should be back next year and there should be all this depth, right? Well, for the last 5 years, they've had this same problem. You could take a look at the Padres and the Dodgers, and they're both over the last decade among the teams that have the most injuries. Take a look at the White Sox, another pretty good team. They have nearly half the days lost over the last decade as the Padres, a little under 7,000 to a little under 13,000 for the Padres.
Yeah, you wrote, just this season, according to the Wizards at Man Games Lost, the Padres lost 2,188 games to the IL. This was a loss of 25 WAR. And now, while you can't just simply turn those into wins, that's kind of what that stat is supposed to do. And the Padres, of course, are right around 25 games behind the Giants in the standings. Huh? Figure that. So maybe this team wasn't quite as bad as we thought it ended up being.
Well, that's the thing, is I think when you take a look at that, if we were at the start of the season, if we were sitting back, let's say April 15th, and we said, who are the most talented teams in baseball? I think a lot of people would have said the Dodgers and the Padres, especially as exciting a start as the Padres got off to. Would they have said the Giants? No, they're still doing it with a little bit of smoke and mirrors, but they are getting it done. So I think when you take a look at it, it passes the smell test. You might not like the math, but if I tell you that the Giants and the Dodgers and the Padres should be roughly equivalent on talent, I think that matches up.
That's so fascinating. We are talking to Will Carroll, baseball injury expert here on Ben and Woods. And, Will, we're going to spend a lot of time when the season's over looking back and asking ourselves, talking with our audience about what went wrong. Now, injuries, obviously, as we're talking about, is a big key. There's nothing you can do about the past. I tell my kid all the time, look, it happened, it's over, you got to move on. How do you fix it? How do you fix it moving forward?
Yeah, what do the good organizations do that seem to stay healthier than the Padres?
Yeah,
do?
That and it was a huge, huge failure, disappointment. All those words. Moving forward, how do the Padres rebound? And at least, I would have bet my everything I own that they would at least have made a one game playoff. Everything I own, I would have been destitute sitting here after this weekend, right? So, moving forward, how does this organization get back on track? And because I'm telling you, I look at it now, Will, and I go, well, that window I heard so much about just feels like it's slammed shut again, and we're going to have to pry it open with a crowbar.
Hey, if you're starting off with Manny Machado and Yu Darvish and Fernando Tatis, that's already pretty darn good. This is not a destitute organization. So the talent base for the future is there. I think what you have to look at is two things. First, you have to notice this is not bad luck. This is not a one-year thing. As I said, the Padres are the single most injured team, along with the Mets and the Dodgers, who are relatively close, over the last decade. You know, anybody can have a bad day. Anybody can have a bad year. You don't often have a bad decade where you just blame luck. And so, well, the doctors and athletic trainers and everybody working on it, at some point you have to say results count. Yes, you're qualified. Yes, you're hardworking. Yes, you mean well. But results have to count. So that's the start. If you had a manager that was the worst in the league time after time after time, and after 10 years was 100 games under 500, I doubt he'd get renewed. So that's the start. The second thing is, because of that, you have to take a look at the entire system. This goes beyond A.J. Preller and his front office. It predates him. So what didn't he fix yet? What do they have the opportunity to do to get the kind of processes and people? They've taken a look. Obviously, Larry Rothschild is gone. They fired a bunch of scouts. Well, that tells me they don't think they're identifying the right people. So, that's one part of the fix. Are they going to fix the medical staff? Are they going to make changes there? Are they going to make changes to the process? Are they going to change the strength and conditioning as they did 2 years ago? It'll be very, very interesting to see how this goes through and how they're thinking. If all they're going to do is make a couple shuffles, that's not going to change the system. What they need to do is really commit to this. Back in 2006, the owner of the Rays at the time, Vince Namoli, realized how much money he was losing to the DL. And he just looked around and said, this is crap. Why am I doing this? The Padres need to do the same thing and say, why am I doing this? For the Rays, they made an absolute change. They brought in Jim Andrews, one of the top doctors in the world, and said, hey, fix this. We're going to pay you a lot of money. Fix this. And they did. The Rays have been among the winningest and the least injured team in the league. They lost trainer after trainer after trainer. Nick Paparesta is up in Oakland and has made a complete turnaround there using that same Rays system. The Dodgers, one of the most injured teams over the last 10 years, have won despite that because they're able to get guys back in the right spots. So, again, a Rays trainer in Ron Porterfield. So, maybe the first move should be see who the Rays assistant trainer is right now.
Interesting stuff, Will. Really appreciate it. Always good to chat with you, man. And good piece. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Will Carroll, the injury expert on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.